finish your telemium.
I couldn't see the because the white background is too overpowering for me.
Right.
Right, it's time to do this.
SoundGorillas.co.uk.
Sound Gorillas Big Podcast. A 30-hour world record attempt. Hour 26.
Oh, 26.
Recorded live on Tone Radio.
Uploaded to the interwebs for your enjoyment.
30 hours of non-stop immaturity.
This is the Sound Gorillas Big Podcast.
Oh,
Kate Lydiard's ringing me.
Oh, does that mean she can't get in?
I would assume so. I'll go get it. It's a Tumblr account with all of Jay-Z's 99 problems.
What is it?
Scroll down.
Oh,
but
God.
Some of these are amazing.
Oh, that is fantastic.
What is it?
It's a Tumblr that's got all of Jay-Z's 99 problems listed. Oh. I love it. Oh, it's great. Problem number 64. Oh, this is fantastic.
Are they arable?
Some of them. I mean, not all of them. I'll leave them to Zoe to talk about when she gets back in. Assuming that Kate is outside, I don't know. Kate's just kind of called, and we're assuming she's outside. I don't know.
Yeah, by the way, donate to us, please. We'd like some pennies for Dig Deep. We are trying to raise as much money as we can. Thank you, please. Do it, because some people haven't got water, and it'd be nice for them to have it. Right.
I don't know where Kate Lydiard is.
I think she's just texted me saying she's coming in now.
Okay.
So maybe she was... I don't know why she was calling you, knowing... She knew full well that you're going to be on air. So...
How unprofessional Kate Lydiard.
Yeah.
How dare you think we'd just take phone calls on air?
Yeah, not like that ever happens.
Oh. How many of JC's 99 problems are arable?
Problem 64, just a lack of personal space. But they're all illustrated like as well. They're great.
Well, not photographs.
allergic to having bunny ears.
What's that one?
It's just him and Pharrell just being unhappy. I love it.
That's great.
But you can get some of these as like actual prints.
Okay. What is it like? Problem 14.
Well, it's because you
this
can.
This is a list.
What is problem 14?
I don't know.
It doesn't say. I wish there was a catalogue.
Because they're doing it as a
book, so they're only putting a few little things up.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Say, Beyonce killing zombies.
Good.
Clever.
The time we live in. Anyway, it's past 10 AM, which means you've now been going for 25 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have.
Which is a long amount of time to be doing a podcast for. Or anything. Doing anything for 25 hours is quite a struggle. But yeah, I mean, 4 hours. What is it? 5 hours. I can't add anymore.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry yourself.
I think it's 5 hours left.
So Kate says, am I still with them? them, you.
As in us.
Yes,
yes,
I am Kate.
Yes.
And does anyone want anything from Tesco? I mean, am I
isn't there like some thingies in there still?
What?
What didn't Jay, didn't Jason bring some
donuts?
Some donuts and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking some lunch though for me. I need some lunch. I don't want to. Oh, and also this. Yeah, Saturday's the refectory will be like.
I've got sandwich and stuff upstairs, but I don't really fancy going and making anything.
No, I'm making.
If I can have. Oh, nothing with egg, nothing with tuna. But I can have a bacon, lettuce and tomato sandwich.
BLT sandwich.
That would be grand.
Sandwich for Zoe.
Thank you. Oh, and I'll give her the money when she comes in.
Anything for you, Johnny? That's why I said it like
Johnny?
That. Johnny!
yes, please. I will have a... either a cheese or a prawn
sandwich. No, not a prawn, because that will... I know we won't be in here for long, but it will stink.
Cheesy.
Okay.
Cheesy prawn.
Cheesy sandwich.
Or just any sandwich.
Any sandwich that doesn't have fish in it.
Not got fish.
Any sandwich without fish.
Or egg.
Without fish or egg. Or ham or cheese or tuna. All right, yeah.
What tuna's fish?
I don't mind. I don't mind egg if it's like an egg salad egg, but it's sliced.
Yeah, that's because I was originally going to get egg and bacon, and I was like, maybe not.
For Johnny.
Might be a bad idea.
I'm going to say the entire store for me
Particularly some bagels and some coffee.
Yeah.
I might grab, if there's any in there still though, croissant, if there's one in there.
There might well be.
I might.
Didn't what, Jason
out of Jason's?
Jason,
because I've not had anything.
No one's had anything.
I've not. I'm going
to go. Hang on. You stay that side, because else you're going to upset everyone.
Bring it in. Please.
Right,
hey. Thank you. It's a long time, 25 hours.
It was nice of Jason to come in this morning.
I still don't really understand.
No, I don't get why.
Just to tell us a story about him pooing in India and working with
his Yeah.
Mom. Maybe he was planning to do a bit more, and then because he forgot about it, he got us that stuff.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I assume, because he walked in at the same time that me and Zoe were just having a bit of breath of fresh air. He walked up to us, swore massively three times, and then said, "Oh, I forgot completely."
I very nearly forgot that this is completely on air all the time, and nearly just did what he did.
Yeah.
Which would have been a bad thing.
Yeah.
It was hilarious because it was so unexpected.
I didn't expect it. I'm not gonna lie, but it was like 5:15 in the morning. the lecturer that we have every day walking towards us and swearing, and then saying that he forgot. So I don't know whether he meant to come in yesterday while because obviously he was here yesterday because he was working. Yeah. So I assume he meant to come in yesterday and say hi, but he forgot. So therefore got up at like 5 to come and do it today, which is like the most OP thing to do in the world. Like, didn't have to do that at all. You know, just the message would have been okay. But I mean, lovely thing to do nonetheless. Mm. Lovely thing to do.
Yes. I think.
Hello, I don't know what the code is for next door.
Hang on. I will play this.
I mean, if you took one guess, you'd get it.
Okay.
There we go.
There, just had to do that very.
Oh, there we go. What?
Yeah, just had to do that. Yes, so it does look like it's going to get hotter today now. Which, at least we finish at 3, and if we all actually wanted to go to do something in CERN or whatever, then it's there.
Honestly, every time that something like this has happened in my life, which is like 3 or 4 times now, 4 or 5, something like that, it kind of leaves you in a dilemma, because you finish at 3... That was my. I don't know what that was. That was
that
bizarre.
Happens to
whatever that was, I don't know what it was, but it was loud. But you kind of have the dilemma, because you finish at 3 and you're like, I now want to enjoy my life and go and run in the grass and have sun on my skin, but at the same time you want to go and sleep. Yeah. So it's horrible. And then you know
you're
what happens?
You're going to gamble through a field.
You're going to gamble. You're going to go home and you're going to sleep, and then you're going to wake up the next morning and it will never be sunny again, and you'll never be able to enjoy the sun again.
We've got some orange juice.
That's
some fancy Del Monte orange juice as well.
Is orange juice? Yeah, of course. Orange juice would be really good for you during this sort of thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There's two boxes
of croissants.
Oh.
And they're proper fancy
ones. Oh my god,
as well.
They're the good ones.
They're the good ones.
Good lord, I've just seen the price.
And then 3 donuts, which I think are probably for us.
I mean, we can.
Oh, we left his receipt in, but I'm not going to look at the receipt because that's cheeky.
I'm going to look at the receipt.
You can look at the receipt.
I'm going to have a quick look at the receipt.
Can I have one of them then? Please?
What, you want a croissant? Yeah, man. Get on it.
Can I have a croissant?
Were they warm when he did it?
I don't know, but they're not as expensive as I thought they were.
They look fancy because they're in a box.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Like, they feel like they were warm when he brought them.
They might have been.
Maybe, I don't know.
Bakery, I'm not sure.
I mean, whatever. I was going to say it's donuts or whether it's the croissants that smell just sensational.
I know. Something smells great.
Just put the receipt back in, right? Oh, I got them. Oh.
Oh, dear.
They are. Okay. I'll sort the baggage out. Oh, I need to upload the last hour. I'm going to do that in a minute.
Beow, 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 beow. 99 pounds, but if you're having girl problems, half a bet for you, son. I got 99 pounds, but you crazy for this one, Jay. Hey, Tom, are you any good at rapping?
Am I? No.
Okay.
Why?
I was just thinking, because what time did we do our wraps yesterday?
It was like 11, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it was when Dan was here. I think it was about 10-ish, 11-ish.
Okay. Because I was thinking we could retry them.
I can try
12 hours later to see how well / badly it could go. Do you have a particular track wrap? Oh, I'm calling Kate. I didn't mean to.
Oh, God.
I pressed things. Sorry.
Apparently, she tried to text you before calling you, but apparently it wouldn't send.
Oh, okay. If she... Wait.
As a result, she tried to... She only wanted to text you to find out if you wanted anything from Tesco.
Oh, bless her. That's very...
But she texted me anyway.
So nice.
Yeah, this is the thing. You'll learn. When you do stuff like this, people will get you anything.
Find me a boyfriend. At one point, Johnny, we were going to use this as an opportunity to do, like, The Apprentice, but to find me a boyfriend.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And we were going to set them a load of challenges, and that fizzled out very quickly.
We didn't talk about the...
That did anything with any effort, really.
We didn't talk about the problems of people, the weird messages.
No, I get a lot of weird messages on... On online dating websites and apps.
How many marriage proposals was it?
Several.
Really?
Several, yes.
Mm.
My favourite was just a really direct one, which was, I'm going to marry you one day. Not I want to, but I am going to marry you one
without
day.
Without being like, without asking for anything too sort of, you know, what, how bad are the,
What level are they on?
Yeah, what sort of...
It's a shame you didn't ask me this earlier, really, because I could have read out some really tremendous stuff.
Oh.
There's all sorts, really. My favourite was a guy who... Oh, actually, this one might be age-appropriate enough to read out.
I mean, I heard that one, the one earlier about who asked you about why you studied radio and then said how it was obsolete.
But he was nice about it. He was like, I don't want to be rude, it just seems a bit obsolete. And okay, I'm like, well, it's not.
Okay.
You're wrong.
That's all right then.
I just like the fact that he made a joke. He was like, there was a song about it in the 80s. I was like, yeah, the Buggles weren't right.
There was a song about it in the 80s.
Yeah, video killed the radio
that
star.
Proves everything.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. Is everyone having a lovely time?
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself.
Good.
My throat's a bit ruined.
Do you want a throat sweet?
I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll have a drink in a bit.
I'll be fine. If you want to get some water, you can have some on my squash.
No, I've got some more in there.
Okay.
In there? I'll go have some in there.
Oh, a little boy's growing up, Johnny. He's finally becoming a man.
I've come this far.
And no, now
I'll go get someone I uploaded last hour or whatever.
And so I face the final curtain.
Is this what we come to?
I was asking about rap tracks.
Oh, that was what that was.
That was what it was, what it really, really was.
I don't know. I don't know rap.
I don't know the rap men.
Hippity rap.
Hippity hop.
I know that Jay-Z fella.
Yes.
And
Kanye
West. And...
Because the problem is, you have to pick one that is...
Clean.
Clean.
Yeah, there's not many
you.
Of them around. Unfortunately.
No. But Johnny and I could reprise the ones we did earlier, because I have a feeling it's going to be a lot more difficult to try and wrap that now.
No, I'm happy to watch you.
you can judge.
I'll judge. I'll be Amanda Holden, the judge with less talent than the contestants.
Okay.
Hey, what do you think about the fake dog incident?
Oh, I wish
or the stunt dog?
I wish I cared. Kate, for God's sake, why again?
Ring up. Put it on loudspeaker.
Do you know what?
Do it.
Lydiard, what do you not understand about constantly on air?
They don't have a BLT.
What?
Oh, okay, they don't have a BLT.
That's okay. What do they have?
What do they have?
Do they have a chicken and bacon?
Bacon and
lettuce. That's
bacon. Bacon and...
Salmon, ham.
Do they have a chicken and bacon?
Do they have a chicken and bacon?
They have chicken, bacon and lettuce.
I'll have one. That'll do. That's lovely, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, please.
All right. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, Kate.
Bye.
She sounds really, really like awake and excited and happy.
She'll be fine when she's here.
Yeah, of course she will. She's got to be, because I'm not going. I never plastered that up, by the way.
You really should have done.
I know. Yeah.
If that gets infected.
Do you know what I think it is?
What did you do it
I
on?
Don't know. I can't see a cut there. I think it was that there. And that was caused by my girlfriend trying to do my nails 2 days ago.
right.
That's what that is. So, that'll like, yeah.
Oh, I blame her. The funny things that love does to people.
Tell me about it. but yeah, so that's probably what caused that. I kind of got out of the car and I was like, that's blood.
That's quite a lot of blood.
That's a lot of blood. Where has that come from? So you're talking about the rappity rap.
The hippity hop, yeah.
The hippity hop.
Hippity hoppity corner! Jeez. That's what it was called!
That scared me.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what it was called. It was called hippity hoppity corner.
Hippity hoppity corner.
Yeah. I know that's absolutely no use now. But it was called hippity hoppity corner because I knew it was wrong.
Okay.
Sorry. You know when a thing just comes to you and it's like, no, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That was what it was.
Forgive me, I'm stretching.
It's fine.
Okay.
Oh, it's better.
The problem is, when you do a show for a long time, there's no new news because you've done all the news as it's come in.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah, or like we were saying before, the actual news, we don't know what's happened because it's because we've not.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I'm kind of reluctant to look at the news just in case there's anything that's really, really, really depressing and that would just kind of bring the entire tone down.
Is it okay?
What's going on today? Ow.
Was that your chair?
A combination of my back and the chair.
Okay. That was the chair. Like, there's nothing.
It's really not that interesting. Right. Yeah, the news. It's not that good. I'm not gonna lie to you.
But
I mean, I don't know what I expected. Like, it's never going to be exciting, is it? It's UK news.
That's true. And if it was important, someone would have got like a BBC News update.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't had one of them since Thursday.
Yeah, so, nothing important's come through because okay. I would have got like a Guardian thing
there
as well.
You go.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I'm Johnny. I read The Guardian.
Oh, you got a Guardian? Wow.
Well, not necessarily. It's one of the apps that was on here and seems to be on here.
Okay.
So I just look at it. Flipboard as well. Got
Flipboard's really good.
What's that?
Flipboard's awesome.
It's like a news thing.
Okay. Thank you so much for really going into real
precision,
depth for that.
Yeah, the precision.
Oh, it's a news thing.
Well, actually, it does the news, but you can make it look at things on your Facebook as well, can't you?
Yeah, basically, it's like a magazine, and you can finally flick through it, and every page is like, you can have a page for Twitter, a page for Facebook, a page for, like, news. It's quite cool. There was I think Twitter are actually buying it.
Oh.
I think. I heard something about that, but I don't know. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that app.
Oh, excuse me.
I haven't looked at the news for like 3 days.
The what?
The news at all. Like, I just had a quick flash. What? I just had a quick.
I
had a quick look at the screen then, but I haven't actually seen anything. UKIP.
I'm just currently looking for the particular message that I was.
Oh, you're still looking for that?
Yeah, it's because I had to get a. I had to get some more free Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Oh, David Cameron wants a World Cup corruption purge, and
yeah, David Cameron wants lots of things. He can't have them. Sorry,
that's true. I mean, the whole FIFA thing has kind of been beaten like a dead horse now. It's just like, how much more can be said? Everyone knows that they're corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that. Everyone's known that for a long while. Just kind of move on. That's the best thing to do at this point. But I think people have been waiting for so long for them to actually be exposed. They're just trying to milk it. I don't care anymore. So I assume this message you're looking for is on Tinder, am I right? Am I going to say
no,
that?
It's not on Tinder. This is an OkCupid one.
Oh, wow, okay.
But I'm a bit worried that the guy might have deleted his profile.
Oh,
so,
no.
Oh, wait, is it this one? No.
By the way, if you want to donate to the podcast...
sorry, yes.
Yeah, that's a good shout, actually.
This is an important thing.
Yeah. Give us a message to email... there. Start again. If you want to get in touch with us to talk to us, send us a message or whatever, email studio@toneradiolive.co.uk or get in touch with us via Facebook, facebook.com/toneradio, facebook.com/SGBigPodcast, tweet us at Tone Radio or at Sound Gorillas, and to donate, just go to soundgorillas.co.uk/ the Big Podcast, and it will have a thing called donate here, donate now.
That's cool.
Something like that.
That's cool.
I found it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my, you set boundaries. You set like an age range on certain dating websites. Uh-huh. So I'm 24. So I think mine runs from like 23 to 28. Okay. Like, you know, it's
yeah, pretty compact.
A decent amount. Sure. So I got this message from a guy. He's 34, right? Okay. So I was like, fair enough. And this is what he said, apropos of nothing. Sweet, unique, caring, honest, reliable, patient, understanding, affectionate, kind, faithful, fun, gentle, trustworthy, quirky, and kinky gent would love to get to know you better. And then I replied going, hi, name. Sorry, but I'm not interested. I wish you luck with finding a partner, though. Then he said, any particular reason, and I made the mistake of replying to this.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I'm looking for someone closer to my own age. I'm only 5 years above your max age limit. And therein lies why we would not be a match. Good luck in the future. Because of your pickiness, you're the one who loses out at the end of the day, not me. Take care. And he spelt you're wrong, and I couldn't help myself. I was just like, you're?
No.
Like, whatever, I'm past caring. I took
them. What's really cool is that I love how...
It's clearly used as a thesaurus.
that as well. But I love how at one moment he was all about it. Like he was ready to forge a life with Miss Zoe Fell. Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
And then next minute, he's past caring.
Don't care.
Because he can't spell your. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I've also had creepy ones on...
I bet. I don't want to know. Yeah. Like, I'm kind of curious because obviously, like, I never did this. I did it. I was on Tinder for a while. Mm-hmm. It was for a thing on the radio between me and Dane.
Yes, I remember this.
We're trying to see if you get the most matches in a week.
Yeah.
I did a report.
Funnily enough, I won, but.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at that.
I did a report on it for Space.
Oh, yeah.
The old newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was weird to do it because I was with Afer at the time still.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So I got like 50 matches and some of the messages were kind of like there's one girl who's quite nice and then the rest are a little bit mental and quite clearly only matched me because I was me.
I've remembered that my Plenty of Fish ones are a lot funnier because they're. Like, OkCupid is fine. They're for people who have, like, certain standards. I went on a date with a doctor who was on there.
Mm-hmm.
I was fully punching above my weight. As in, like, I was punching so far above my weight that I wasn't even reaching the punch bag.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, he was very attractive. That didn't go anywhere. Oops. Okay, I can't tell if this is a veiled insult or not.
I might download Tinder now. Actually, no, I've got a girlfriend. Never mind.
Hello. You seem like you're a whole world away from normal. Jolly good. I don't know if that's an insult or not.
I don't know what that means.
What sort of direction are you hoping for? You seem funny. Would you have the confidence to try stand-up or something? Already done it, mate. I didn't like it.
No.
No.
Wow.
It seems easier to do stuff like this. Like, because you've got the security of the studio.
And hide my face and, hide my actual sort of dignity in case everything goes wrong. There was a horror story at Witchwood last week of someone doing a comedy set who was literally just utterly dreadful.
I won't ask who.
I don't know the name. Well, I half remember the name, but I won't say
that. Right, okay. Tell me later.
In 5 hours.
Yeah.
It's like the ones that we went to and there was this one who just said, yeah, remember the day he died on stage in Cheltenham and nobody laughed and then nobody laughed.
Oh, God.
But it's so awkward because you want to be kind and you want to help them out. But it's like,
Well, eventually, the worst thing is, as far as I know, I wasn't at this, the one at Richwood, right? As far as I know, the comedian there kind of took it really badly and then started having a go at the crowd, which is like not the way to do it. You don't have a, you don't, if you're not going down well, you don't then have a go.
Yeah.
Because then you're just
going to get... And you don't bring it up because it doesn't help matters.
So then you just... It's just going to get worse. So it did. And eventually there were people heckling and stuff. And it got a bit ugly. But yeah, I'd never do it for that reason. No. Like, I don't think I'm funny enough to do it anyway. But if I did, I wouldn't have the confidence to do that. Can cope with that.
I was chatting with a guy on Plenty of Fish. And we were chatting on Eurovision night. And we've been chatting for ages. And I was like, this guy's really cool. He's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went and spoiled it all by saying something stupid like...
Oh, no.
The most ridiculous act is the winner from last year. I'm all for gender equality and recognition, but she/he is going way over the top, and I refuse to reply to that. I was like, no, done here.
I don't know what he meant.
I don't...
Like, I don't know what that means.
No.
I'm all for gender equality, but he/she. Like, what does that mean?
He/she.
What a...
Is just ridiculous. I was like, yeah, then we're done here. Thanks.
Is that the one that it was going well?
It was going really well with him. And I was like, good, we're having fun. He's used the word banter. I don't mind too much because he seems nice.
It's always like that, though. Like,
oh, no, you've shown your true colours.
It's always the ones that are kind of okay and decent. And then eventually they sell you something and you're like, right, by then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I kind of, there's quite a lot of horror stories off these, like, off some dating websites, and some of my mates did them, like, went on Tinder especially, and
why is your voice gone really low?
I don't know. A lot of them, I want to say they did it seriously, but not seriously, like, I don't know, they were all on there genuinely, like, I was on there for, not a joke, but for a feature for the radio, whereas they were on,
I'm not there
properly.
For the purpose of hooking up with people.
No, of course not, but they kind of found people and even like there were just a lot of people on there who were just a little bit crazy and a little bit much and people who, like, texting them or messaging them after like a day of being matched and saying, oh, I love you, and all this stuff, and it's like, good lord.
Well, it's when you match people and then you say hi and then you just get nothing, not even like an unmatch, it's just no reply, nothing. And then you seem like the creepy, stalkery...
Yeah.
Not even a girlfriend yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know...
You know.
I've got other things to do, guys. Come on.
This is before A3 and stuff, but there was a girl that was talking to me, and she was pretty much like, oh, yeah, I love you and things. It's like... Don't know who you are. Like, you, like, how can you?
Who is she?
Did she then go, oh, sorry, wrong guy, or did she just carry on with it?
No, she was all being like, oh yeah, I love you. Leave me like this? It's like, I've never met you.
How can you leave me like this?
Don't leave me this way.
Good lord.
Wow. Yeah, it was just one of those weird.
It was just another example of people over the internet kind of. Being kind of confident to do anything and say anything because they can almost get away with it.
Yeah.
It was one from Newcastle, actually, because my friend Dave tried to get me hooked up with her. And that's it. She'd been messaging me and we'd been talking.
Yeah.
And she said she really liked me and liked the look of me and wanted to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted me to meet her. And I was like, I'm not... This is when I wasn't in the position to want to go out with anyone. Okay. So I was like, I just want to be left alone for a bit.
Right.
You know, I'm happy to be friends or whatever, but I don't want to go out with you. And she hung on for about 6 months being a friend, always trying to want me to be more. And then it just tired out. I got annoyed and just didn't answer my phone.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's not nice to just ignore, but then sometimes you just kind of have to.
It's a weird thing. Like, I've had when I first got my OkCupid account.
Ow!
You're right.
That was my knee.
Okay. I had a guy message me to ask if I was okay with him. Now, what's the best way to phrase this? Wondering if I was all right with him using my photographs as inspiration.
Oh God.
Hmm.
For the and I I made the mistake of replying because I'm a polite person. I was like, well, do you know, I think I would have been more fine if you hadn't told me and had just gone and done it anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather not know if that's fine. Okay, bye.
God damn, dude.
Yeah. It's fine.
That's weird. Someone's saying that.
The upsetting thing. Well, it's not upsetting. The thing is, Tom, you get used to it.
Yeah,
I guess. It doesn't faze you anymore.
I guess. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff on the internet. A lot of stuff. I've been on Reddit for 3 years. Do you know what I mean?
Did you see the tin? this is a two-part story, really. I was on Tinder and this guy messaged me and we were chatting and stuff. And he was like, oh, what sort of things do you like? I was like, oh, like beards. And he was like, oh, and this is direct from him. What else in a guy makes you wet? And then my response was him not having an umbrella when we go walking in the rain.
Good.
And I was like, that's genius. I'm so proud of myself. And then he didn't reply. And I was like, fine, you're lost because I'm hilarious. And then I didn't think much more of it. And then, do you know Tiger Drew Honey?
I know the name.
Who played the oldest son in...
that programme.
Yep, Outnumbered.
Yes.
And his parents are adult movie stars.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Okay.
So he did a series of documentaries for BBC Three on, like, body image and adult material users.
Okay. Mm.
And we watched it because it was on and we were... I think it was me and Jack and maybe Karen were in the house, just watching it. And, like, they were doing all these kind of things where he went and met people and stuff. And he started talking to this guy who said he'd been obsessed with adult material for ages, but was now kind of 6 months free of it. And I kept watching it. I was like, this guy looks so familiar.
No.
It was the guy.
No, it wasn't.
That it was. It was the same guy that had messaged me. And I had to go back and check it. I was like... And it wasn't even a particularly common name, so it was definitely him. I was simultaneously mortified and also kind of thrilled / couldn't stop weeing myself from laughter.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like, oh, my... I know this guy. I don't want to know this guy, but I do know this guy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
There you go. You didn't expect a lot of my stories.
No, this is true.
Today, Tom. This is true.
Oh, dear me. That's good. That's a good story.
Mm.
I haven't got any horror stories like that. Is it a horror story? Or is it a horror story?
It's
more
not a horror story. It's just
a laugh.
Yeah. You just go, oh, okay, that's a thing. Oh
there's
there?
A door. And there's a bag.
Is it the dinner lady?
And there's a Kate.
Hello!
Oh, look at you looking all fresh-faced and
oh, God,
clean.
Look so radiant and happy.
I'm doing great.
You almost tripped over the door, then.
I've got some great things coming up.
Wonder- I've got some features.
Hang on, does this mean I can take a break?
Yes!
So, you haven't been speech jammed yet.
No, we haven't.
I'm going to shoot off.
Wonderful.
Tom's going to leave you.
No, I'm going in that room.
Oh, that's fine.
I need a break.
He deserves it. iTunes. Right, I bought Johnny the same as Zoe, if that's all right.
That's totally
thank
fine.
You.
Is that all right?
Yes, thank you.
Buzzing.
Thank you, lovely. That's very kind of you.
You're an absolute hero.
Jason came in this morning.
Really?
At 10 to 6.
Yeah.
Why?
A good question.
He brought donuts.
It was earlier than that, wasn't it?
Aw, that's cute.
Thank you.
I thought it was like 5:30 or something.
It was a silly, yeah, silly fun. Time.
Oh, are you going in there now? Are you?
No,
are
I'm
you...
just getting. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, Levy.
All right. Right, I'm going to go in that room for
do
a
you
while.
Go take the orange juice.
Yes.
With you. Okay.
It's been lovely talking to you both.
It's been delightful having you around, Tom Clark. When's Rebecca coming back?
At some point.
Okay, that's just, fine.
We've got a game for her, haven't we?
Fair enough.
I'll message her and tell her to get over.
Well, no. There's not no. There's no. Obviously, there's no hurry. Goodness me.
Oh, that's a weird feeling. Oh,
what? Right.
It was just like a chesty thing.
Oh, good.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
Yes,
I wondered who you were talking to.
Sorry,
I was like,
yeah, we're back to two
what?
Again.
Oh, it's me. I shouldn't look at a sandwich because it's only 10:30.
I feel like I want to either eat some of that or another croissant again.
Well, do what you want, Johnny.
I don't know.
I would have another croissant if I were you and save that for your lunch.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thank you. I am full of them today.
Yes. I think we need to think of things to talk about.
Of stings to talk about.
One of my favourite stings is the sting on the end of a scorpion.
I don't like those stings.
Actually, I don't really like them.
Okay. I can't believe what a massive double bluff that was.
Yeah.
I was just so shocked.
It was the only one that came into my mind.
Yeah.
What is your favourite sting?
The one that they do on any sort of police interceptors programme. I like those kind of stings.
Oh, they've got a thing called a stinger, haven't they? Sorry, I keep...
It's fine.
...hitting your feet.
It's fine.
They've got a thing called...
I mean, it's not like I have small legs and... Carry on.
Sorry, I've got long legs and they need to be stretched.
It's fine.
Yeah, they've got that stinger thing, haven't they, when they throw it to the car's wheels. And
yes, I know what you're talking about. Mm.
Yes.
It's all kind of fallen off a bit now you've had that second croissant.
Yeah. What have we got anything to talk about?
We can talk about how this has definitely been the most stupid idea we've done.
Yeah.
Or not.
No, that sounds like a good idea.
No, it's fine.
What have we done that's not so daft?
I can do... Zoe Fanner's not very well. If you want, while you have your croissant.
Mm-hmm.
Might put you off, but hey-ho.
That's all right, won't put me off.
Okay. I can do a double bill, because... I've got two left.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want, I can do that. You will have to find the...
Can I sing it?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
You can sing it through a mouthful of croissant if you need to.
Okay, I might do that. Don't know how interesting this is to a listener.
Probably not very.
But hey.
It's fine.
If you're still with us, thanks for joining in. We appreciate it.
Yes. Oh, have we put that other £10 in the fundraiser account?
I need to sort it out when I get home.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it might go into Avery's tray thing.
Okay.
She's got a shaker thing or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Charity pot.
Okay.
Hmm. Oh, excuse me, world. Right. What am I looking for again?
Zoe Fella's not very well.
Oh, I'm lost. Here we go. I thought it was there. There we go. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Zoe Fell's not very well.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's time to play. Zoe Fell's not very well.
Sorry, what happened there?
I said, are you ready? And then I was like, okay, then it's time to play.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Sorry, it was a silly way of doing it. Now it's time to play. Zoe Fell's not very well. Zoe Fell is unwell. Zoe Fell is unwell.
Hello.
Zoe Fell is unwell.
We're still doing this.
She's unwell. It's Zoe Fell. Hello, Kate. Hello, Kate.
Kate tried to ring us, but I couldn't hear. What have you done? Right, there's your purse. Right, all of your stuff there.
Zoe Fell. She's unwell.
We'll do it in a bit. We're going to do Zoe Fell's Not Very Well first. And then that's done.
I've got to download on iTunes first.
Here's unwell.
That sounds like Little Mermaid.
I was about to say, it does sound like the beginning of Under the Sea.
There we go.
Under the sea, down where it's better, darling, it's... No, down where it's wetter, darling, it's better. Take it from me.
Okay.
Hey, there's an anonymous person gave a tenner.
Ooh.
On our page, taking us to £105, which is very delightful.
And you have more chance to win money soon.
What?
Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to play Heads Up with you. Have you ever heard Heads Up? It's a great game. So we're going to play that.
Okay.
And for everyone you get right, because I'm poor, I'm going to donate 50p for everyone you get right.
Oh, that's really nice. So we have to be really good
at this.
You
have to be really good.
Well, it depends how much you like Kate. If you want her to be poor, do badly.
That is
true.
If
you want her to be rich, do... No. I don't know. Right. Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm not very well. Today I've got two things wrong with me.
Yeah.
But we'll do them one by one. Okay, you can play as well if you like, Kate. You can help Johnny out.
Got a message from someone, by the way, but we can do this afterwards.
Okay.
That afterwards.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay, thank you very much. So here is my first thing that I'm not very well with. I've got a high fever of over 38 degrees Celsius. What have I got?
So what's high fever.
Me? What's wrong with me?
Have you got a cold? Flu, whatever.
No. I am sweating though. Sweating a lot.
Okay. Have you eaten too much meat?
No, I've not got the meat sweat.
Stephen! You've not eaten Stephen?
No, I've not.
Okay.
No. I've got tachycardia as well, which is a rapid heartbeat.
Is it heart attacks?
No. I do have very painful muscle spasms.
So it's not a flu or it's not a cold?
No.
I'm
hoping you didn't get it from this last one because this is the last clue I've got and this was the obvious one. So if you know what this is, then good. I've got lockjaw. Do you know what causes lockjaw?
Have you took ecstasy?
No, I'm not having a drugs overdose.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, any ideas?
I don't know. I was just going to say, like, glandular fever or something.
Oh, no, we had glandular fever yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I got tetanus. I had tetanus.
Oh.
Got lockjaw from tetanus. Okay, so this is the final Zoe Fellas Not Very Well of the podcast.
Yeah.
This was one of my favourites. I might mix my clues up, though, because some of them are easier than others.
By the way, that's...
That's nice.
Yeah.
If there's a message, I didn't actually read the message. Right, Johnny, here is my final illness of the podcast. I am fatigued. Je suis fatigué. I'm tired. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me?
You've done a 30-hour podcast?
Yeah. I fell asleep on the toilet earlier.
I saw that on Facebook.
Awful. Or rather, I think I did, because I looked at my phone at one point and then looked at it again and it was a different time.
Aww.
But it's fine. I'm all right now. I'm okay now.
Just need a power nap.
Yes, that was it, I think. I'm feeling irritable and miserable, and the answer is not still, I've done a 30-hour podcast.
Have you eaten too much food of some sort?
I've not got indigestion. We did indigestion yesterday.
Okay.
You're pregnant.
I'm not. I can confirm I'm not pregnant. It's not an illness.
True.
I've got a pain in my limbs, mainly my legs.
Have you got a spine problem?
No. I do have small reddish blue spots on my skin. They've just appeared. What's wrong with me? No, I've not got shingles.
That's not measles, is it?
No.
We had chicken pox earlier
as well. I'll save that one. Yeah, we did have chicken pox earlier. I've got really severe joint pain. So it's not just like, oh, my joints hurt a bit. It's, ow, my joints really hurt a lot. Severely painful.
Have you got... broken? No. Have you got arthritis? No.
I've got a real shortness of breath, so I can't breathe very well much.
Lung disease.
Catherine's just Facebooked me saying, have I got meningitis? I've not got meningitis, no. There's a redness and swelling in recently healed wounds. What's wrong with me?
Hepatitis.
I don't have hepatitis, no. Or C, or B, or D, or any other letter of the alphabet.
Or have you got AIDS?
No, I don't have AIDS.
Okay.
I did consider doing that one, and I was like, this is meant to be a comedy podcast. I can't really be hilarious about that.
No.
Although we did play Cards Against Humanity earlier, but that was a
different situation.
That was a different situation, yeah. I've got really easily bruised skin, so a bruise like a peach.
Are you old?
Old isn't an illness, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. It's not.
There isn't an NHS fact page for just being old.
Hmm. Are you... have you eaten the wrong kind of fruit?
Ooh,
allergic reaction.
No, but that was a very interesting thing that you said there. I've got jaundice as well. I've got it all. Oh, no, I'm really ill. Really ill. What have I got? What's wrong with me?
Kidney failure.
No.
Liver failure.
No. I do have some potentially fatal heart problems brought on by this.
Right.
I'm saving, like, the obvious-ish one for the end, which is next. What's wrong with me?
Oh.
Think about maybe slightly more old-fashioned diseases.
Smallpox.
No, I don't have smallpox. Do you want your final clue?
Polio.
Measles. I don't have polio or measles or mumps. I do have very swollen gums, which are vulnerable to bleeding, which means my teeth might fall out.
Scurvy.
Bingo! I've got scurvy.
Woo!
There we go. I had scurvy. And before that, I had tetanus. So yeah. I stood on a rusty nail, got bitten by a dog, and then just didn't eat any vitamin C. I nearly said cheese. Vitamin C.
Oh, yeah, I was texted. Did you have rubella?
I didn't have rubella, unfortunately. Yeah. I like that people are just texting
Hello.
In, suggesting
yes.
what kind of... Oh,
Hello.
Hey, stranger.
Hello. Hello. You all right?
All right.
How's it going?
Still going on.
Yeah,
still happening.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been listening a lot, I would admit.
Cool.
I've enjoyed it so far.
Oh,
do you want to come on a mic while I go and download iTunes stuff? Exciting moment.
I know, it's very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, we all hit the wall this morning, didn't we?
Yeah, I hit the wall so much. I had a 7-minute nap on the toilet. Accidentally, I fell asleep on the toilet.
That is incredibly easy to do, because obviously from previous experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
I only know that because I looked at my phone and it was 9:06. And then I looked at my phone again and it was 9:13. I was like, I've been asleep. Okay.
This is Jez, by the way.
Hello.
He did, at the university here. Last year he was on in Tone Radio as well.
Yes.
And he did a 65-hour radio marathon.
Couldn't even consider doing that.
Actually, seems like a lifetime away now.
It really does. It was only last year.
I know.
Just ridiculous.
But you guys have been doing really well so far.
Thank you.
Are we feeling...
Like Johnny said, we hit the wall pretty hard this morning.
Yeah.
There was a point before I went out for my toilet nap where I was sat here and I could just feel my head just was too heavy for my body.
Yes.
Just swaying. It wasn't great. But I think we've all kind of pepped up a bit. Now we've realised it's really not that long to go.
No.
Not
at all. It's... Yeah.
But it's just really weird that every word that's come out of our mouth has been recorded all, like, and probably, like, not even 5 minutes break.
Have you not got, like, sore throats or really dry throats?
My throat's starting to hurt a little bit. Johnny started with a cold.
Yeah, I had a cold right from the start.
Yeah.
I did hear.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely when you can't have music to cover up him blowing his snotty, disgusting nose.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does that mean you've sweated it out then, Johnny? You're trying to sweat the cold out of you now?
I hope not, because it will have been sweated over to me.
Because it is like a sauna in here. I forgot how
actually,
hot this room gets.
It's not been as hot as actually... Yeah, I would say. I've not been hugely hot.
I don't feel that hot right now. Hot right now. Yeah.
Nice.
Etc. Yeah, it's weird. Like there have been so many points where we've gone, oh no, we can't play a song. Like you instinctively want to throw to a song so you can sort technical difficulties or you can speak to someone, but instead it's like, no, just come in. This is it.
Everything
just
happens.
Yeah.
Everything happens.
And somehow my nails have got super grubby and I don't know what I've done. Like, they look blue and disgusting.
You've done some gardening whilst we've been on there.
No, I've done none of it. It's ridiculous.
So, Johnny, I just want to ask, what's the charity that you're raising money for?
Well, Jess.
It is called Dig Deep.
Yep.
And they do water and sanitation in Kenya.
Rural Kenya.
Rural Kenya, in fact, yes. And they help, just sort out, get some water and sanitation things, so toilet things.
They can have a sleep on if they want, you know.
Yes.
So basically they're about getting kind of water and sanitary things to the people that really need it most, you know, and it's not maybe the most well-known charity, but that's even more of a reason to support it. Because they still do amazing work without all the fuss and stuff.
This is it. I find the smaller charities can actually, they seem to achieve more than the bigger charities.
Yeah.
Because they've, you know, they've got that really determined hard work to do it. So if you're listening in now, I mean, Zoe and Johnny have done a fantastic job. Make sure you donate now for the last couple of hours. What is it now?
We're 10 to 11. Mm. 4 hours and 10 minutes, which is nothing. That's nothing.
Excuse me.
Easily done.
That's like two radio shows and a bit.
Yeah.
That's it. That's fine.
I feel like I can do it now. Like,
and I've got a feeling that people have come in with lots of ideas and lots of features that we're just going to, like, speed through this afternoon.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that we're not going to have to do much work. We're just going to have to be hilarious.
I think overnight, at the first part, it was a bit quiet. And then Dan State came in and we played
2 hours of Cards Against Humanity, which was just...
Wow. What time was that?
That was three to four and 4 to 5.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to make the most of our swearing time by playing the rudest game you can ever imagine.
And then was it later in the later in the morning,
as in like earlier, like 3 hours ago?
We kind of had another quiet period about 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock because we didn't really have a producer, and then Tom kept on coming in. But
Tom's been an absolute Tom's just been great.
Tom's always amazing. Fantastic. We love you, Tom.
We really
Yay.
Do genuinely wouldn't have been able to do it without him.
No. And do you find that you, even if you've just not had sleep for one night, you lose all track of time?
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a Saturday. No. I don't know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, I look out the window and think, it could be Sunday right now.
I find it mad thinking we've done, like, a whole day and an extra bit now.
Yeah.
Oh, we've still got a bit more to do. Like, it doesn't feel like we've done at least 24 hours solid broadcasting. It's stupid. I keep going back to it. This was a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
And it was. This is still stupid, and I will continue telling people that it was a stupid thing to do.
We always say it's stupid, but when you look back on it, it'll be something to be proud of.
Mm. And fantastic. Stupid.
And stupid.
And stupid.
Yes, we still say that, stupid, but it'd be worthwhile, and you'll be so proud of it.
I really like
done.
That Jez is trying to go, no, but it's really worthwhile. No, Jez, it is stupid.
Positivity.
No, but this is the way we deal with things like this.
Oh, yeah.
We are very scathing and snarky about things because it gets you through the day.
I mean, so far we haven't raised loads. We've got like 120, I think, altogether.
But
that's still good.
But 115, something like that. Yeah. But
it doesn't help when an article said that we were raising 10 times as much as that.
Oh.
Which isn't great. But it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's something to work towards.
Professional and all that.
We've been through all this, so it's fine. They've had their time.
By the way, someone from Swindon messaged, they sent in a message to me on Facebook.
All right.
It says, "Dear Johnny, fair play for the longest podcast." And he says he's managing a band at the moment called Away With The Words, and they're also from Swindon. He's given me a YouTube thing and said...
I mean, we can't
about
play
their new single. Obviously, can't play it because we've not got any music going on. But could we give him a shout and let listeners know they're doing a charity event at Riffs Bar on the 13th of June? So that's for Golden High UK... and Swindon's Women's Aid. So there you go.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Just so you know.
Do you want to replug that?
What, this?
Just clearing up the what it is, where it is, who it is.
So it's at Riff's Bar, which I believe it, I think it's near Purton, between Purton and Wootton Bassett or something in Swindon. And yeah, so it's on the 13th of June. And it says Golden Heart and Swindon's Women's Aid.
Cool.
Do you want to have a read? Does that sound right? I'll put some more.
I like that it's all in capitals. But to be fair, that's probably because we've been up a long time and capitals is easier to read.
Yeah.
Isn't capitals like they're shouting? Isn't that what capitals are used
yeah.
for?
Yeah. Maybe that's what he's doing. Come on, say yes, and nothing. And we are at risk.
Like one of those town criers with the bell. You've got to do the whole year and
I'm sure I've heard of Away With Words. I don't know if they've been linked with a uni or something before. Mm. They seem familiar. There you go. That seems fine to me.
Yes. So anyway, that's what's going on there. So take a gander.
If you're in the Swindon area.
Yeah.
Or can get there.
Yeah. It's not that far.
I'll still be recovering.
Hmm.
I'm aware it's like next week, but I will still be recovering.
What are your plans after this? Just to sleep solidly?
I'm getting on a... I wanted to say plane, then I wanted to say bus. I'm getting on a train.
One of them.
I'm getting on a train and going home pretty much straight away.
That is brave. You were just going to sleep right through then to your station.
Well, it's just under 3 hours. So we'll probably do like 2.5 hours sleeping and then wake up.
Hopefully. You hope.
Well, no, it'll be fine.
You'll end up in Land's End or something.
I'll set my alarm. It'll be fine. It'll be all right. And then lots of sleep tonight.
Lots of sleep.
But not so much that I knock my circadian rhythm out for the rest of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
I don't want to do that.
No, I think that's my main worry. Because like when I get back home, obviously we've got Finn to look after. Yeah. But A3's there today and tomorrow. So, but... At some point, like Monday or whatever, I need to get back to normal by Monday.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't like to keep bringing the marathon up, but I'm still not... My sleeping pattern's still not great after
it. Was a year! So. Come on, go and see a sleep doctor.
I've had to. I've had to see all that stuff and have my body clock retrained.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
At least we're only doing like one day. It's fine.
The battery out of the body clock's like switched over.
Exactly, yes, yeah.
It's we had to press the hard reset button.
Reboot.
Yeah.
I like the way Tom's in his pyjamas. Is it the pyjamas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the shirt.
He's been so comfy.
T-shirt, but it's the pyjamas jump on.
Do you know, I had all these intentions. I was like, yeah, I'm going to change it. Like, the 12-hour mark. And then I've not changed. And I feel like I should feel more guilty about not having changed.
No, I don't blame you.
But it means I can change after the podcast and be like, ooh.
All fresh.
Clean. Fresh and clean. It's needless energy expulsion. Expenditure.
Mm. Anyway, I can't say no. We've had like Jez has come in, Kate's come in, Stephen's come in. I've had some food and I'm feeling great again.
Yeah. So I was saying to Johnny, it feels very much like these last few hours, people have got stuff in place so we don't have to think too much. We just have to be funny.
Mm.
And I mean, that's challenging in itself.
Also,
but
I think I had like 3 bottles of water this size of water before I perked up again.
Right.
So maybe that.
So you're probably dehydrated.
Yeah, maybe that's maybe what was going on with me. So yeah, I know that if I have to do it again.
Water and bananas are amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I did think about like getting something like a big watermelon.
Right.
He said this at the bus stop yesterday. He was like, I might send someone out for a watermelon. And I was like, where are you going to send someone to for a watermelon? He was like, might have at the co-op. I was like, well, this co-op doesn't have bananas, so probably not. No.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Fine.
Yeah, my throat's starting to feel a bit husky at the moment. But we'll power through. That's all fine. Oh, we're nearly at the top of the hour anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's 27, isn't it?
No, he's
See, this is the problem. Nobody knows.
He's literally doing it. He's just watching the clock go.
25, 26.
I think it's
27. I think it is 27. 27.
So this will be 27, yeah.
We don't have one for 28. I don't know where it is.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Get down to do a live one.
You need a clock going the other way so you know how much you've done rather than going down.
was now. That was where we came a cropper in the 65-hour show, because we got so muddled up with what hour it was.
Yeah.
I think there were some we played twice, some we played not at all. We were like, nobody knows what hour this is. Are we going forward or back, or was that hour one? Or
because the counter
knows?
On the website was sort of ahead.
Yeah.
Because it was counting how long. It was
Oh. Yeah, I just had the problem because I've been uploading all the...
What?
I've been uploading all the things.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was really rude of me. I just assumed you were playing it.
Whole, which hour is this now? thing. And it's just,
oh, yeah.